I oftentimes wonder if they'll ever unearth my crime. I think about it every now and then. I wake up 5:10 in the morning. Sit there, sweat running down my back. I get up and I drink coffee and I stare out and I wonder when I'll hear the slamming doors, the siren. I almost didn't become a police officer because of it, because they make you take a lie detector test when they're doing the interview, and one of the questions they generally ask is, have you ever gotten away with a crime that you'd be prosecuted for if people knew about? And I said, no. And those needles just went nuts. It was like, boing, boing. They bounced back and forth. I said, well, what I mean is I stole a lot of bubble gum when I was a kid, and they probably, you know. And I passed the test. But that's not really what I did. Murder. Murder. See, when I was in seventh grade, we had this teacher, Mr. Fenster. He made us say, good morning, Mr. Fenster, in unison the second he walked into the classroom. That was his technique to beat us down into submission. When he walked through the door, we all had to say, good morning, Mr. Fenster. He was Hitlerian in his tactics. He'd make you stand up and answer questions. And if you didn't know the answer, he'd berate you into humiliation. The other students would be smirking as you'd be reamed and steamed. Well, one morning he walked into the room, and I don't know what I was doing. I was talking to somebody, looking out the window, daydreaming. And everybody said, good morning, Mr. Fenster. And I didn't say it. He noticed it. He got in my face. He said, Greaseman, hey! What's the matter? You too good to say good morning to me? I said, good morning, Mr. Fenster. He said, it's too late! So since you like saying good morning to me after everybody else has said good morning, from now on, for the remainder of the semester, when I walk in, everybody say, good morning, Mr. Fenster, except young Nino here, and you can stand and say it to me separately on your own. And so, I was tortured. I feel I was mentally brutalized, like the woman who's been beaten by her husband who stabs him with a pitchfork one day after 20 years of humiliation. So it was with me. That's how I've rationalized it all my life. I mean, he could have done it one day, but he did it the whole semester, so that I was always being laughed at. Every morning I dreaded it. Everybody say, good morning, Mr. Fenster. And I have to stand up and say it by myself. I decided on revenge. I found out where he lived. And I went by his place with a tire iron. And there in his carport, I got down on my knee. Quietly as possible, took off the hubcaps. And loosened the lug nuts. Oh, not so the tires would fall off right away. I had him on there, maybe a turn and a half. I wanted him to pick up a little speed before the wheels came off. He lived on a windy road. And that morning, I remember being excited and, of all things, ten hot. As I sat there on a grassy knoll overlooking the path that led to Fenster's place, I watched as he got in his car and then started winding down the road. 55 miles an hour, I waited. Almost orgasmic in my delight. I saw first one wheel come off, then another, then another, and the car was out of control, then the guardrail. Then the long plunge as I screamed at the top of